Just then, a ridiculously English voice, it was the plummy intonation of the lifelong gentleman's gentleman, said,
"Pardon me, sirs, but will you be wanting this incubator after all? For the situation seems to have altered somewhat, if you don't mind my saying."
It broke Susanna's paralysis. She pushed herself upward with one hand and seized Scowther's automatic pistol with the other. She yanked, but the gun was strapped across the butt and wouldn't come free. Her questing index finger found the little sliding knob that was the safety and pushed it. She turned the gun, holster and all, toward Scowther's ribcage. "What the dev?" he began, and then she pulled the trigger with her middle finger, at the same time yanking back on the shoulder rig with all her force. The straps binding the holster to Scowther's body held, but the thinner one holding the automatic in place snapped, and as Scowther fell sideways, trying to look down at the smoking black hole in his white lab coat, Susanna took full possession of his gun. She shot Straw and the vampire beside him, the one with the electric sword. For a moment the vampire was there, still staring at the spider god that had looked so much like a baby to begin with, and then its aura whiffed out. The thing's flesh went with it. For a moment there was nothing where it had been but an empty shirt tucked into an empty pair of blue jeans. Then the clothes collapsed. "Killer!" Sayre screamed, reaching for his own gun. "Kill that bitch!" Susanna rolled away from the spider, crouched on the body of its rapidly deflating mother, raking at the helmet she was wearing even as she tumbled off the side of the bed. There was a moment of excruciating pain when she thought it wasn't going to come away, and then she hit the floor, free of it. It hung over the side of the bed, fringed with her hair. The spider thing, momentarily pulled off its roost when its mother's body jerked, chittered angrily. Susanna rolled beneath the bed as a series of gunshots went off above her. She heard a loud sproink as one of the slugs hit a spring. She saw the rathead nurse's feet and hairy lower legs and put a bullet into one of her knees. The nurse gave a scream, turned, and began to limp away, squalling.